Want a clear example of how ignorant and misleading local media is on an important local government issue? Take this so-called quick opinion from the editorial board of the Lubbock Avalanche Journal newspaper on taxes at the largest local school district. Here's what the geniuses at the Mudslide wrote. With some of our local taxing entities considering raising their taxes, it's nice to see the Lubbock Independent School District rate remain consistent at $1.235 per $100 appraised property value. The rate, combining maintenance and operations and debt service, has been the same for 10 years. It's a good job of keeping costs stable for taxpayers. With the first sentence reading, with some of our local taxing entities considering raising their tax rates, it's nice to see the Lubbock ISD will remain consistent. How can you take this any way other than meaning that the district has not raised taxes? Note to the Mudslide editorial board and its muddy opinion. Just like other local governments you complain about, the Lubbock ISD did indeed pass a tax increase. The rate you speak of expires each year, and the entity must adopt a new rate. The tax revenue neutral rate's the effective tax rate, which takes into account annual property evaluation changes. These editorialists should know that Lubbock ISD adopted a rate which is higher than the effective tax rate, which makes the new rate legally, morally, financially, and any other way you look at it, a tax increase. I've seen exactly the same incorrect coverage in the press across Texas. What can you believe these days? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.